Hello, and welcome to the Healing No Filter podcast. I'm your host, Laura Renner. I'm an author, a nurse, and frankly, someone who's been through a whole lot. I'm here to provide you with a weekly dose of relatable, no-nonsense methods for healing your mind, body, and all things trauma-related. Now let's dive in. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Healing No Filter podcast. Thank you for being here with me today. So I know there's tons and tons of trauma healing tools and therapies out there, but I also know that can make it super overwhelming. Like, where are you even supposed to start? So I will say one good place to start is my beginner's guide to trauma healing. If you go to my website, laurarenner.me, which is linked below, it is free and lays out all kinds of different options to help you get started. But also, I do have another recommendation here, and that is to utilize technology to support your healing. There are just so many options now. It's crazy. With tech, it's really exploded with so many just different resources, and technology is just going to keep getting better and more advanced. But even already, there are countless devices that help reduce stress, increase heart rate variability, aka nervous system flexibility, improve sleep, and so on. It's really, truly amazing. But what is especially amazing is that a lot of these don't require much work from you. You know, you can wear a wrist device like the Apollo that sends vibrations to soothe the nervous system. You can use the Inner Balance Trainer that helps sync up your heart and brain through deep breathing to calm your nervous system. There's also Camuso Shift, which is a breathing device that you can even wear as a necklace to keep on you at all times that helps you slow down your exhale to reduce anxiety. There's even a sound bed from Opus, which I want to try so badly, that uses vibration and sound frequencies to get you to a deep, relaxed state. There's so many options. This is a really short list here of what I just said, of the many devices that we have out there to support our nervous system, reduce stress and anxiety, and do so many other benefits. How fucking cool is that? So I don't know about you, but I get spammed like crazy on Instagram for all of these, which is smart because I am totally the target audience. I love looking into these because, you know, most, if not all, are completely researched back and they explain how and why they work and all the science of it. And for the most part, a lot of these, it's through targeting the parasympathetic nervous system in different ways. As I've talked about in previous episodes, we are designed to function in a parasympathetic dominant state, which is that, you know, rest and digest or relax and recover side. But life be life, and shit is always popping off in the form of stressors in our lives. So instead of just saying, I'm going to avoid all the stressors, because that's not reality, you can use different tools to help you. I am all about nervous system regulation tools that help you maintain or get to a parasympathetic dominant or calm state. But as many of us know, some circumstances make this very hard to maintain or even just get to in the first place. And the beauty of stress relief devices in particular is that they take the pressure off of you. So if you're feeling really heightened, taking some deep breaths on your own might be really hard to do if you are shallow breathing and super anxious or hyperventilating. Or, you know, you may be on a work call or in the car or, you know, places that you can't like go for a walk or scream into a pillow or do whatever you do to help calm you down. So having devices like wearables, for instance, really can help or be helpful to be that extra support to help you successfully get to that more calm and more comfortable state. And there's also way more beyond wearables. I have talked about how, you know, in the past, I've used neurofeedback to help with my sleep, anxiety, and trauma, and it helped me tremendously. So if you're not familiar, neurofeedback, it's a non-invasive therapy that helps your brain function more optimally by giving it feedback about the brain waves that are currently operating and what's more optimal. So it doesn't require any conscious thought or activity, except, you know, going to a neurofeedback practitioner and sitting there. So I recently decided to pursue neurofeedback again to really just help with my sleep. I just don't get tired at night, which is annoying. And I was just forcing myself to get in bed, put my eye mask on, do a meditation, and then I would just lay there for like an hour. It was so annoying, sometimes more. And I knew that neurofeedback is a tool that is super helpful for sleep that has helped me in the past, so I decided to give it another go. This time I decided to use NeuroOptimal, which is a more dynamic type of neurofeedback, and it uses an algorithm to mirror brain activity and give immediate feedback to allow the brain to self-regulate and optimize how it functions by taking advantage of your brain's natural learning processes. Also, it takes way less sessions. It's like maybe 10, and it's way more cost-effective. So save your time, save your money. And I can say that even just after my first NeuroOptimal session, I slept so well. I got tired at night and I was like, ooh, this is new. And I was able to fall asleep really quickly according to my Oura Ring. And I slept really great. And I've been sleeping really great since. So this is another great use of technology that has allowed me to, you know, not really do much except for, you know, drive to my appointment, get hooked up, watch a screen, listen to an audio, then go home. The reason I think using different technological resources in this way is so huge is because it really just does take so much pressure off of you. You aren't fully responsible for being amazing at regulating your nervous system on your own or getting, you know, the perfect amount of sleep on your own. Like in my case, I was, you know, doing all the right things to have great sleep, but I still wasn't having great sleep, you know. This has, you know, has kind of allowed me to give that myself kind of that extra boost to get over that hurdle that I wasn't able to provide for myself. So way to go, technology. Thank you, NeuroOptimal. And thank you to all the researchers who are putting out all of these amazing tools and resources. Another great option that is even more cost effective, which is so important, is apps. There are so many apps out there that can be really helpful. Apps are a super affordable way and to, you know, support your healing, but also they can be used in real time anywhere. You know, if someone makes an asshole comment that sets you off while you're at a restaurant, you can go to the bathroom and open up an app to support you in that moment. There's, you know, the Calm app. I'm sure you've heard of it. I feel like that's a pretty big one, which is all about meditation for, you know, reducing stress, improving sleep, improving focus, many other type of benefits. And you can tailor it to what you need in those moments. And they even go as short as 1 minute. Even the Oura Ring app has meditations that also that range from, you know, 2 minutes up to 30 minutes and have all kinds of different benefits that you can choose from. So you can kind of make it a choose your own meditation adventure based on what you need in that exact moment. There's also Happify, which uses CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, and mindfulness to help bring you from this heightened, anxious, overwhelmed, or scared place to a much calmer, more positive, more soothed state. So there's so many different options. And I will say one app that I've been using often and have been really digging lately is the Gabby coaching app from Gabby Bernstein. So this has meditations, short audios, mantras, journal prompts, so many different things. But also one of the things that I think is especially awesome is there's a Get Gabby section that helps you if you're super anxious or angry or feeling unsafe. And it's a quick audio that helps kind of walk you through maybe an exercise or talk you down. And it really works. And those are just three that I listed of the many options, but I've used them and they really helped me to pull myself out of those states. Because again, just because you have the tools to be able to calm yourself down doesn't mean you can always do it perfectly or successfully. And you don't need to. Let these tools support you. I totally do it and it makes a huge difference for me. You know, instead of, you know, sometimes I just need to do like a really intense workout to like kind of get my shit out if I'm feeling really angry or anxious or whatever. But I can't always do that. So I can pop on a 2 minute, you know, Gabby coaching app thing where it's like stuck in negative thoughts audio while I punch a pillow. And it works. Been there. It actually helps a lot. And so it's really great because you can utilize these tools in the environment that you're in and under, you know, the time constraints that you're under, potentially given the circumstances. Another thing that I think is super important that I really want to stress how amazing of a resource it is YouTube. Guys, YouTube is free. I know we know this, but YouTube is free and it is full of resources galore. Meditations, emotional freedom technique, tapping, mindfulness videos. There's truly just so much out there. I pretty much almost every day do a Brad Yates tapping video on YouTube. I have a bunch of his videos just saved, but also I'll just, you know, type into the search bar what I'm needing in that moment, whether it's just, you know, wanting an energy boost to start my day or to break out of a state of overwhelm and stress. And again, it's free. I already said that, but that's huge. Free resources, I can say, not always the best. But in this case, I can attest they are super helpful. You don't always have to drop money constantly to get the support that you need. And as someone who has dropped a lot of coin on therapy and support tools, I know it adds up. So utilizing these free resources is really amazing. And also many of the tools and apps and things like that I mentioned have free trial periods. Use them. Give it a go. See if they work before even spending the money. You know, everyone is so different. And finding the tools that best support you and are tailored to your needs as an individual is so huge. So the main takeaway from all this info that I've thrown at you is that all the growing technology to support, you know, nervous system regulation, healing, anxiety reduction, sleep, mindfulness, positivity, and whatnot gives us access to tools anywhere and at any time we need them. And it takes the pressure off of you. I know when I'm using, you know, all the tools in my tool belt of nervous system regulation and they aren't working, or I'm not necessarily in an environment where I feel safe enough to use them. Like I can't just scream or totally tune out into a meditation, whatever it is. I know that I have these other options. I can pop on, you know, my little inner balance trainer or do an EFT tapping video or pop on the Gabby app, whatever it is. And that's super empowering to know. You can do it in the car. You can do it in the bathroom of a restaurant. You can do it wherever. You can take these moments to step away and support yourself instead of feeling like, fuck, this is what I need, but I can't do it right now. You actually can. I've always felt like I've had to do a lot on my own, but you don't. Let these tools support you. Let them help you. You know, whether it's healing trauma, your nervous system, your mindset, mental health, physical health, you name it. These are all really fucking hard to do, especially if you're putting all of that pressure on yourself. They require, you know, consistency and effort and a lot of trial and error. So utilizing different tools can make it that much easier for you. Whether that's, you know, shifting to a more positive mindset, having more of a, you know, baseline calm throughout your day, or if you're going through a rough patch and you don't have the capacity to fully support yourself, you've got technology and tools by your side to help you get through. So this was a very kind of quick overview of some things that I've tried or want to try and have seen, but this is really just kind of scratching the surface as to what's out there. So go check it out. What sounds good for you? What's going to best support you in healing, in your mental health, your physical health, whatever it is? Or, you know, maybe listening to this, I don't know, will cause your targeted ads to explode with these types of products. So sorry, not sorry. But overall, I hope you found this helpful. Like I said earlier, my beginner's guide to trauma healing resource is free. It is on my website, which is in the show notes below. That can be a great place to start and just see where it takes you. So thank you so much for listening today. As always, I will see you next time.